Many political leaders in the Ohio Valley approve of President Trump's decision to withdraw the United States from the Paris Climate Agreement. But as Glynis Board reports, surveys indicate public opinion across the region is split.
According to Yale University surveys, the majority of people in every state, including Ohio, Kentucky, and West Virginia, support the United States' participation in the Paris Agreement. Surveys conducted after the election found 7 of 10 registered voters believe the agreement is a good idea, compared to about 1 in 10 who actively oppose it. Surveys also revealed that about half of Trump supporters are also supportive, while about 30% are not.
There are a lot of people in Congress who are actually more polarized than a lot of the public is.
That's research scientist Jennifer Marlin at Yale's Program on Climate Change Communications. She developed the state-level estimates based on samples of populations from throughout the U.S.
We tend to hear from sort of people at either extreme, and we forget how many are in the middle who are really just sort of, you know, not hugely political.
Marlin isn't surprised that there's a growing majority within the population who believe climate change is a problem that needs to be addressed.
You know, we're getting hotter summers and we're seeing natural disasters happening, and it's just getting harder to ignore.
Todd DePriest is the mayor of Jenkins, Kentucky, where the welcome sign says, "A city built on coal." He isn't blind to global concerns about a changing climate, but he's also looking hard economic realities in the eye daily.
Well, I know the goal is, the cleaner earth, and that's what we all need and should be working toward. At the same time, the effects on the families and people being able to make a living for their families. So if you're starving to death, waiting on the earth to be green, that's a hard call.
It's not a hard call for West Virginia's Attorney General, Patrick Morrissey. Morrissey led 10 other state attorneys general, urging withdrawal from the Paris Accord and abandonment of other federal climate mitigation efforts as well.
We think the Paris Agreement was always premised on false information, and we don't want this Paris Agreement to go forward.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul from Kentucky recently joined 20 other U.S. senators in signing a letter to the president also encouraging withdrawal. Senators threaten that should the administration continue to unwind environmental regulations that aim to rein in greenhouse gases, provisions in the Paris Agreement will subject the U.S. to litigation. The letter calls for a, quote, clean break. A formal withdrawal will take 4 years, according to the signed agreement. That means a final decision to withdraw would be made after the next presidential election. The Paris Accord was crafted in 2015. It was created in the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. The U.S. signed on last year, along with almost 200 other nations around the world. So far, 147 countries have ratified the agreement. If the U.S. withdraws, it will join the only two other countries that do not support the agreement, Nicaragua and Syria. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling, West Virginia.
The Ohio Valley Resource is a public media partnership covering the region's economic transition and is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WEKU.